were having nightmares about not finding any cheese. But Hem and Haw still returned to Cheese Station C and waited there every day. Hem said, "You know, if we just work harder, we'll find that nothing has really changed that much. The cheese is probably nearby. Maybe they just hid it behind the wall." The next day, Hem and Haw returned with tools. Hem held the chisel, while Haw banged on the hammer until they made a hole in the wall of Cheese Station C. They peered inside, but found no cheese. They were disappointed, but believed they could solve the problem. So they started earlier, stayed longer, and worked harder. But after a while, all they had was a large hole in the wall. Haw was beginning to realize the difference between activity and productivity. "Maybe," Hem said, "we should just sit here and see what happens. Sooner or later, they have to put the cheese back." Haw wanted to believe that. So each day he went home to rest and returned reluctantly with Hem to Cheese Station C. But the cheese never reappeared. By now, the little people were growing weak from hunger and stress. Haw was getting tired of just waiting for their situation to improve. He began to see that the longer they stayed in their cheeseless situation, the worse off they would be. Haw knew they were losing their edge. Finally, one day, Haw began laughing at himself. "Look at us. We keep doing the same things over and over again and wonder why things don't get better. If this wasn't so ridiculous, it would be even funnier." Haw did not like the idea of having to run through the maze again because he knew he would get lost and have no idea where he would find any cheese. But he had to laugh at his folly when he saw what his fear was doing to him. He asked Hem, "Where did we put our running shoes?" It took a long time to find them, because they had put everything away when they found their cheese at Cheese Station C, thinking they wouldn't be needing them anymore. As Hem saw his friend getting into his running gear, he said, "You're not really going out into the maze again, are you? Well, why don't you just wait here with me until they put the cheese back?" "Because you just don't get it," Haw said. "I didn't want to see it either, but now I realize they're never going to put yesterday's cheese back. It's time to find new cheese." Hem argued, "But what if there is no cheese out there? Or even if there is, what if you don't find it?" "I don't know," Haw said. He had asked himself those same questions too many times, and felt the fears again that kept him where he was. He asked himself, "Where am I more likely to find cheese? Here or in the maze?" He painted a picture in his mind. He saw himself venturing out into the maze with a smile on his face. While this picture surprised him, it made him feel good. He saw himself getting lost now and then in the maze, but felt confident he would eventually find new cheese out there and all the good things that came with it. He gathered his courage. Then he used his imagination to paint the most believable picture he could, with the most realistic details, of him finding and enjoying the taste of new cheese. He saw himself eating Swiss cheese with holes in it, bright orange cheddar, and American cheeses, Italian mozzarella, and wonderfully soft French camembert cheese. And then he heard Hem say something and realized they were still at Cheese Station C.